Workers across the federal government stand to lose their collective bargaining rights as a result of a new executive order signed this week by President Trump. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, unions have vowed to fight back.
The White House says federal law lets President Trump end collective bargaining rights for some government employees, those at agencies that have national security as part of their mission. That's not new. It's why, for example, CIA agents aren't unionized. But now, Trump has taken a far broader view of what constitutes national security. He's declared unions can't bargain on behalf of some or all employees at the Department of Health and Human Services, the VA, the National Science Foundation, and more than a dozen other agencies.
This isn't about safety or security.
This is Everett Kelly, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, speaking to reporters.
It's about silencing workers who are courageously standing up to this non-integrity, to this non-accountability in the government.
His union and others have filed a number of lawsuits since January, including over the mass firings of employees, the dismantling of USAID, and access to sensitive data. Kelly said the new executive order was retaliation for those lawsuits.
Now Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and the Doge cronies are looking for revenge. And it's a chilling message to the rest of America. And I want to say, speak up or they'll be coming to silence you next.
Now, the White House said unions are obstructing agencies and that certain federal unions have declared war on President Trump's agenda. But the unions take issue with that. For one thing, federal workers are not allowed to strike. And the union points out the collective bargaining process is actually a way for federal workers to address workplace concerns without disrupting government services. In fact, it's written into a 1978 law. Congress found having unions and collective bargaining is in the public interest.
We work! We sweat! We do it for our vets! We work!
In Chicago yesterday, union nurses with the Veterans Health Administration gathered to protest planned cuts at the VA. Irma Westmoreland was there. She's chair of Veterans Affairs for the union National Nurses United. She calls the new executive order
union busting, pure and simple.
She's a VA nurse herself, and she says if nurses lose their collective bargaining rights, veterans will suffer.
We need to feel free as unionized nurses to speak up about patient safety issues and hold management accountable when they're not. Veterans deserve nurses who are free to advocate for their care without fear of discipline or losing our jobs.
Before this, unions already lacked the power to block the administration from making all kinds of changes, including carrying out its plans to dramatically downsize the federal government. Now, they may have no say at all. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.